Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am not in a place mentally where I can just be negative and a hateful, spiteful person. Not like you.
I'm people's Princess Diana and I'm people's Charles Manson, people say.
I thought your like New Year's resolution, I think like when we talked about it, was like better yourself and like be a better friend to others and like to stop being like such a massive asshole.
No.
I hate men with boyfriends.
What goes on underneath the clitoral hood is not your business. And I'm tired of pretending like it is. Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk Nasty to Me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm really good, actually.
Okay.
I have a lot planned for this episode.
Okay. I'm sorry I don't have a diss track for you ready, because here's the thing. I'm touching his knee underneath the bathtub makeshift table that we have. I did not create a diss track back to you because I am not in a place mentally where I can just be negative and a hateful, spiteful person. Not like you. Like, I can't do that when I'm not upset with you about anything.
It's
I'm not angry with you. I'm not upset with you. I have a beat. I have a beat ready.
Oh.
I have DJ'd so hard. I have DJ'd harder than you have ever have in your entire life. Like, you would not even believe how hard I DJ'd. Like, my neighbors complain because of how hard I DJ'd. But I don't have anything negative to say about you at this moment right now. And I was sitting there and I was having severe writer's block. Like, I was like, oh, what does something mean that I could say about you? And like,
I didn't realize you were going through all angry? That this last few weeks.
I know. I was going through a lot of anguish this week. Like, not only was I ill and like almost died this week, but like on top of that, you want me to pretend to be angry with you when I'm not? Like, that's just asking a lot from a girl.
I'm sorry.
And so I'm just letting you know, my diss track will come to you when I feel like when it's ready the next time that you piss me off. Like, be aware that I will be on the lookout. Like, I am going to be very hyper vigilant these next few weeks, months, days, whatever it may be.
For things going wrong.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm going to be just like very hypersensitive.
I'll try to wrong you in some like impactful way.
You don't even have to try, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just let it happen.
You know those people who are always like, always feel wronged by everyone in the world, who are like always like, nothing works out for me, or the people that say everyone always leaves me.
I hate those type of people.
Everyone always leaves me, and maybe for a good reason.
Yeah. And I'm like, and oh, that's my cue.
I saw someone comment that you were like breathing and like sighing a lot into the mic.
Yeah,
it's just weird that like you made excuses for that.
Excuses.
You said it was because you were you have asthma and depression or something along those lines. Do you even have asthma?
I didn't think they were actually talking about me.
No, I think they were talking about you. I think they said Jake.
Actually, what they said was make, M-A-K-E.
That's I call you that sometimes.
Make.
Would you mind if I like wiggled my feet next to you?
I was doing that while you were explaining your thing. I'm rubbing my feet together like I'm like getting ready cricket. For a nap.
We might take a nap in the tub afterwards.
I'm really sleepy today, so.
Well, that's because Jake and I had a very peaceful morning. Mm-hmm. You would never believe where we came from. The answer is church.
It's Sunday. Yeah, so we came from church.
We literally went to church together because Jake's brother was getting baptized today. And I canceled all my plans. Like, my mom asked if I could come to, like, a family reunion. I got asked, like, my boyfriend, like, wanted to do, like, a huge celebration. Like, his parents got, like, Broadway tickets. And, like, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I was supposed to, I have jury duty tomorrow, and I canceled it because I said, like, no, I can't. I have a baptism the day before, and I can't do two things in one.
Over.
Exactly. And, like, I canceled all plans just to go to your brother's baptism. I hope that you know that.
Thank you. Mm. I mean, I shouldn't really be saying thank you. He should be.
It was the most special moment of my entire
life. Was it? Did you feel proud?
Well, going to my first time going to a church, like a Christian church that is not like a Catholic mass, that was definitely very interesting for me because you guys are all so happy.
Yeah.
And you guys like serve coffee like in the lobby.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys all talk at like a very loud level, but like in a good way.
They really do, don't they?
But like you guys are all seem like happy and like it seems like it's very upbeat. That does not happen at my church at all. Well, like at the church that I went to like growing up, like that does not happen because people are very much so in mourning at all times, like, inside of a Catholic church. And it's also just, like, very depressing. The hymns are very depressing. Like, you guys, like, cheer and clap. And, like, when someone's getting baptized, you guys actually, like, stand up and, like, scream.
Which just was not normal for what I've experienced there. Well, usually everyone's, like, dead silent. And we're just, like...
When I got baptized as a small, like, little baby, no one cheered. And I remember that, like, really struck a chord with me. And, like, that's
been, probably where, like, your trauma started. Yeah,
it's given me a lot of... I don't know, just, like, weird feelings throughout my life, like, having not, like, no self-confidence or anything because, like, not having people there to support you and, like, everyone always leaves me and it's just, like, left a really, like, bad taste in my mouth.
It was, like, nobody cared about my baptism. Cared.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just kind of weird. So, anyway, I just really... Okay. I just really wanted to make your brother's baptism special and important by showing up for him because I wish that someone would show up for me.
And you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm sure he appreciates it. Did he say thank you to you?
No, he said fuck you.
Oh, okay.
In the church. I didn't even know that you're allowed to say that.
I cursed in church today.
Jake pulled out fucking jelly beans out of his pocket.
That's true. I really needed somebody to entertain me during the service, and it didn't last long because I ate all the jelly beans before the service started.
But he pulled out a whole pocket full of jelly beans. He's like, you want one? Toothpaste flavor.
I did say that, yeah. Well, I wanted...
And they're warm.
A toothpaste flavored jelly bean would actually be delicious, and I think it does exist. Because I love, like, it would just be minty, right? But why, like, I just need something to entertain me. So I was, like, gonna go and, like, try to guess the flavor before I ate it. What is up with Jelly Belly in releasing a bag of 49 fucking flavors of jelly beans all in one? Because when I eat candy, I want to just, like, slurp or, like, scoop and just stuff it all into my mouth. But you can't do that with jelly beans because they all taste disgusting together.
Then get a flavor that you like.
I think I will.
Okay. Go to the Jelly Belly store.
Times Square. Do they have a...
Probably.
Not in Times Square. Probably. I would have been there already. There's an M&M store.
I wouldn't be surprised if there is one.
Baptism went well.
Do you feel, like, good about your diss track?
Like, good, like, in what way?
Well, like, you know, like, are you... You better cut out all the sounds of you drinking into the mic. And that just made us lose 10 viewers.
10?
And 20 listeners.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was trying to give you the tingles.
The tingles.
Mukbang.
No, do you feel proud of your release? Like, your debut on Spotify?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. I think I have, like, 1,500 streams on it now.
Do you?
Yeah, that's so crazy. Cool. Yeah, and, like, I mean, that I have, like, 1,500 on the YouTube video.
You could put that on your resume. Like, you could be, like, Spotify, like, released artist.
I think I have, like, three something followers now.
Are you making money off of it?
No. I mean, like, if I am, it's, like, probably, like, $1.
That's still something.
Yeah.
See,
but I didn't look.
People aren't grateful for the value of, like, $1 these days. Like, people don't, like...
Yeah, because the dollar is, like, so cheap now.
Oh, well, with that mindset, of course it is.
You're right. Oh my God, poverty is really just a mindset. Like, your money is worth more when you think about it being worth more. If you have
this negative mindset about how much a dollar really is worth, then yeah, like, you're not going to be able to have
a lot. I agree.
But if you think to yourself, this dollar could get me far, and you know how to steal things, and you know how to, like, bypass cameras,
yeah,
you're fine. I just realized that this entire cable is just...
Here, like, put it up there, and then, like...
Beautiful.
Wow. Look. It's
beautiful.
This is now a set.
This house is a home.
This house is a home. I kept saying that today that we were gonna go back home. Me and you.
Yeah.
Not to your house. To
my home.
To your home.
My home.
It is a home. You've made this homely.
It's weird because I resigned my lease again. Like, this
you
is
did?
I told you that. This wouldn't be my...
I thought you were... Because you texted me that you were like, I don't know, like, maybe I should move.
February 1st, I had to resign my lease. Like, this is my third year here. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not...
Great. No, I'm happy. I love this. I love this apartment for you.
It's not up for debate.
This is, like, the best place ever.
It is good.
It's a sanctuary.
It is.
And also, what would we do if you moved?
I know. I thought about that. Like, with the bathtub.
There's no bathtub anywhere else in the world.
I'm not going to be able to find a bathtub in any other place.
Yeah. So, this is kind
of,
like...
And I know, like, that people get, like, weird about change. Like, I know, like, you know, some of our viewers get, like, very weird about change. Yeah. Like, I just think, like...
What changed?
Well, like, every time that we, like, wear a different outfit, they're like, what the fuck? Like, no continuity or anything between the episodes. Oh, because
it's supposed to look like we filmed it all in one day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair, honestly. This is our 10th episode.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Reddit has it wrong. They think that last episode was episode 8.
The Reddit is crazy because it's so fun. I love
how much you guys are so sweet on Reddit.
I love how much they support your
song. They are really sweet. Thank you.
But also, I like going on it because I have, like, a burner Reddit account that I don't.
You do?
Yes.
So do I.
I don't post anything on it.
I just do different things on my two different Reddits. One's like my acting one where I like go and I post, or and I'm like looking up like callback information and stuff. Okay. And the other is like my actual Reddit, which is like very, honestly, if people tried to find my actual Reddit, it would be very easy to find.
Yeah, because I found it too.
You did?
Yeah.
And like all I just post on like video games, Dracula, and Drag Race.
I don't post anything.
And Kim Petras.
I don't post anything Reddit. On Reddit at all. Like, I just, like, I'm literally just observing from afar. Yeah, that's right. I was gonna... Oh, I feel like, we should start... Sorry.
An OnlyFans?
No.
Oh. Together.
I just, like, I don't think I could do an OnlyFans because, when I was little, like, I constantly thought about, like, how I never want to get married ever in my entire life because the thought of someone seeing me naked was so, like, not even from, like,
Are you a never nude?
Yeah, like, in Sims, like, when you could make them. The thought of someone else seeing me naked was enough to deter me from marriage and kids. And I was like, that's enough. Like, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, I feel like having, like having kids, it's like they're way too close to, like, my naked body.
Well, that also, but, like, a doctor having to see my naked body to, like, pull something else out of me.
That's so true. That's embarrassing.
So, I was going to say on the Reddit, you predicted Sean Evans' downfall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that is absolutely crazy. If you guys didn't hear, was it in the last episode?
It was in the last episode where we talked about Hot Ones, and, like, I just get a bad vibe from him.
Yeah, Jake gets a bad vibe.
Oh, and we said masochist was somebody who likes to inflict pain on others, and then everybody in the fucking comments, I'm like, bitch, I'm not a dictionary.
I don't care that I got the definition of masochist wrong. Oh, Nicole still doesn't know the definition of masochist. And guess what? I don't need to know that word because I'm not one, and I'm not calling, like, other fucking high schoolers a masochist. And maybe it's better off that I don't know what it means.
I just think, like, I'm not a reliable source for anything, to be quite honest. So, like, if you're trusting my definition of something...
I don't know if anyone, trusted you to begin with. So,
well, like, I didn't know what it was to begin with, so you really led me in the wrong direction, because I just kind of agreed with you. Oh my god, this is the part where I, like, exonerate myself from any blame in the... With the masochist definition. I didn't know. I went to you, and you gave me the wrong definition, so really it's all your fault.
I'm never beating the masochist allegations. I'm never beating the masochist allegations. No, but I was gonna say about Sean Evans is that you were like, oh yeah, I don't like Sean Evans, like, he gives me weird vibes, like, something's, like, really evil and sinister about him, like, something's off, I don't know what it is about him.
I think he's sadistic.
And then we found out that Sean Evans started publicly dating, like, it was, like, revealed on Valentine's Day that he has a sex worker girlfriend. Right, and, like, that's not the sinister part. The sinister part is that they broke up.
Because they went public, and he was uncomfortable with that. Fuck Sean Evans.
And for that reason, and that might not even be the truth, but I'm okay with starting a rumor. If there's one thing I'm okay with, it's with lying, starting a rumor, and not giving the right definitions to things.
Period. I just think I appreciate the people on Reddit for telling me, because now it's like, you know, it's tough when you have no reason to hate someone.
Yeah.
And you're a hater, and you're just like, no, fuck it, like, I just hate them. But then when somebody comes to you with good information that, like, they should be hated, I'm like, oh my god.
You manifested that. You manifested that. Actually, I'm back on my, like, psychic bullshit. I'm back on my manifestation grind. I'm back on my bullshit.
I'm manifesting, like, but I'm, like, manifesting, like, downfalls for people.
I only believe in it because, like, this was enough proof that you are kind of, like, what is it called? Like, when someone has, like, you are, like, when you have, like, a sixth sense, mm-hmm, or, like, what is that called? Like, you have,
premonitions?
No, like, you have...
Mm-hmm.
Like, You just
foretelling. I know I'm a fortune teller.
Something's wrong with you, and you really you know bad. Something bigger than all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you predicting the downfall of Sean Evans was fully enough to make me stop believing in OCD therapy. Stop believing in like no magical thinking.
Yeah, start believing in guessing.
I am back to that. So yeah. I'm looking up to you, like kind of like
thank you.
Like, you are my, what's his name? Charles Manson.
Yeah, I am. I'm the people's Charles Manson, I've been told before. I'm the people's Princess Diana.
Who said that?
I'm many people's Princess Diana.
Hmm.
I'll pull up the receipts.
I don't need receipts, I just don't know if I'd agree.
I'm people's Princess Diana, and I'm people's Charles Manson, people say.
And I'm your handler.
Yeah, you're my handler. Thank you to the person who sent us that TikTok.
A TikTok that was like... Every
twink has his handler.
And it's a pretty girl.
And all you heard was...
Pretty? I was like, pretty girl and handler. And it was like a whole 2-minute TikTok. I didn't pay attention
to... We didn't watch the whole thing. It was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, the whole plot was given away in the first few seconds. So I was like, yeah. That's good. Oh, speaking of TikTok, I did...
Yeah, you have to tell me about...
Oh, about who the fuck did I marry? Oh, my God.
Because I started it and you'd be proud of me. I got to part like 2.
Wow.
And you know what?
You watched like 20 minutes of it then.
Yeah, I did. I listened to it on a walk.
It's long.
But I just could not sit down for all of it. And I knew that you were going to explain it to me. And it does sound like something I'd be interested in. And people are like, do a Chronically Online Girl video, like breaking it down and everything. But like, that's her whole thing. Like, she has a explaining. Like, I can't explain a whole story like that.
It's hard to explain. And there's like a lot that went into it. That's why it was 52 parts. Which is insane, but she had like over 500 minutes.
She's so smart for that, and I hope that she made so much money off of that.
The first part has 10 million views on it.
Well, you make so much money if a TikTok is over 1 minute long. You get like invited to this program on TikTok where you make more money.
Oh, and she has 52.
That's why
10-minute long TikToks.
Yeah, so she probably makes
good for her,
and it's like a significant amount more money than you do with regular ones. That's why you'll see a lot of TikTokers making like 1 minute and 1 second long videos. I can never do that. Like, I'm always encouraged, like, hey Nicole, you should probably be making like longer TikToks and stuff. And I'm like, I have nothing to say for 1 minute and 1 second long.
However, I kind of agree.
I can yap for a minute, for an hour and 25 minutes, and I can yap for 40 minutes in a YouTube video, but in a minute and a second on TikTok, that is far too much.
Like, that's not what TikTok's for to me. TikTok's for like,
because I will be pressing the x2 speed thing. Yeah, that's the worst thing ever happened to me.
Yeah,
because sometimes like I'll be like, why can't I do this? Like when I'm reading a book, like why can't I press that
during like
you didn't?
No, I listened to all 500 and whatever minutes of her thing. I should have definitely.
We should give context.
Okay, so Risa Tisa on,
is that her name?
That's like her handle.
Okay.
On TikTok made a 52-part series about her husband, her ex-husband, who she married, who was a pathological liar.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it was crazy. And she's a very good storyteller. Like, I feel like this was the most organized and well thought out, like,
story time
on TikTok in history.
She fully came into this knowing about TikTok, what are they called? Not chapters, TikTok
story
playlists.
Like, yeah, playlists, yeah.
She saw that and she was like, I'm going to run with this.
Yeah, I'm going to create an HBO documentary on TikTok.
I hope that they do something bigger with her. Okay, okay.
She should. I don't know.
So why was it so crazy though? Like, because off the first one, like, yes, it was interesting, but it wasn't interesting enough. Well, that's because
you kind of had to get into like part 20 before shit started to hit the fan.
That's already
too long.
That's 200 minutes, which is already over an hour.
Yeah. Well, like, I know. I totally get that. And like, I just knew, I was like, okay, I'm gonna make it through this. Like, okay. It was my goal. It was my New Year's resolution to make it through Risa Tisa's "Who the Fuck Did I Marry?" TikTok.
I thought your like New Year's resolution, I think like when we talked about it, was like to like better yourself and like be a better friend to others and like to stop being like such a massive asshole.
No, it was to make it. It's always been to make it. Like, because I knew this was coming. I actually was like talking to her and I was encouraging Risa Tisa to make.
Oh, so you are taking the credit for another woman's success?
No, I was just encouraging her to do it.
Yeah, so you're taking credit for another woman's success.
Well, like, it's like when you know, you have, like, managers or whatever. Like, I was sort of, like, giving, like, a managing, like, perspective to her, like, of, like, what could work.
Oh, so you think you're on the same level as my managers?
Yeah.
Who are, like,
not in terms of, like, attractiveness. Not in terms of, like, looking beautiful and, like, yeah, and, like, being hot. I'm definitely not on that.
Every time he gets on, like, and his camera turns on, I stand there for, like, an hour prior doing my makeup, doing my hair, picking my outfit. When you love someone, they're supposed to make you feel like you're at home. Like, when you look at them, you're supposed to feel like...
What did you just look at? Oh, we brought the bag on the shower.
My shower dripped. Damn. When you love someone, it's like coming home to them. You don't feel nervous. You don't get fight or flight.
That's beautiful.
My manager gives me severe fight or flight. Like, I'm fighting and I'm flighting. Like, I...
at the same time.
I am so fucking scared.
You literally can't leave, but, like, you're having an out-of-body experience.
I have this, like, prehistoric animalistic instinct to, like... like, when I get on a call with him... I'm sorry.
I can't do it. She did it so well. You know what I'm talking about?
You're trying to
impersonate. I'm gnawing at my enclosure. I can't do it.
Yeah, no, you can't. Don't do it. Jake's trying to impersonate Brittany Broski, and, like, that was the most terrifying thing that you could ever do. That was, like, the most delayed reaction. Like, I swear to God, there are some certain... don't do that again. Like, there are certain things that, like, should not be repeatable. Don't do that.
I'm really good at impersonating things, though. No, you're not. But not... Yes, I am.
Not that.
Okay, yeah, no, not that, but I've never practiced that.
Have you ever heard of humbleness? Yeah. Let's try it.
Harmonies.
Men with boyfriends don't deserve.
No, I hate men with boyfriends. They're actually, like, every time I find out someone has...
See, this is the clip that should go on TikTok. I hate men with boyfriends.
That's it.
So we went to church this morning, and we went to a baptism, and I hate men with boyfriends.
Wait. Yes. Agreed.
Ding. End of sentence.
That's our sound.
Yeah.
Do you think people recognize that as philosopher's calling?
No, and you need to cut that out.
What? Oh, because we can't let them know that we stole it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One person like commented about it,
and you were like, delete.
You need to you gotta cut that out. Cause
I will let anybody know that we use
because I else's it's song. It's not that it's illegal, but I don't know if it's like frowned upon.
Did you see the TikTok? Oh wait, did I even finish
you
explaining?
Didn't say anything about her.
You know what though? I was thinking is like she should really just take all of that stuff and put it into a podcast too, because she already has the views on it. She should make like an episodic mini podcast.
Why do you think that you are some social media manager that knows more than her?
I helped her make those videos.
I'm telling you right now, she has a whole team behind her right now.
I'm the husband. No, anyway, well, her ex-husband. Basically, like, they met right before COVID, and then they moved in together during COVID.
Okay.
And so, like, they met toward the beginning of, like, 2020, I guess, and then moved in during COVID, stayed together, decided to, like, get married. And she, you know, I really like the way that she tells her story because she doesn't, like... She doesn't take the blame away from herself. She says, you know, I'm going to tell you guys
the things
everything.
That she did wrong as
everything.
Well. She
yeah,
said that
like,
in the intro.
And you know what? Some of the stuff she didn't do wrong. She was just manipulated. Like,
yeah, or like
so
looking past.
It's really sad that she thinks that that those things are like bad.
Right.
But, well, like one of the things she says is that she relied on him pretty heavily for like financial support, even though she was suspicious of all of this and mm-hmm. stuff. And like there were times where, or there was a time very specifically about, they were trying to move into a house, and I guess her whole thing was he was always promising these things like we're gonna move into a nice house, like,
I have
a lot of money,
right?
And yeah, like, I'm gonna get you like a car and all this stuff, and they would like go and tour houses, mm-hmm. they would go and look at new cars and test drive them and stuff, and she was saying I think he just loved to see me excited about something I was never going to get.
Maybe he's not a bad guy.
No,
maybe he's just in tune with his emotions.
She calls him Legion.
Legion?
Legion. Like, and everybody in the comments is like, it's because like a group of demons
is
called a Legion. So,
him and all of his personalities together
really, literally, like, he's... It was very insane, like, the things that, the extent that he went through to manipulate her.
I knew a man like that, who's like all of his personalities all put together was pretty much like a legion, and he didn't like want to do things to see me happy and excited. He would do things purposely to see me like sad and scared.
Really? Me?
No.
Me?
No, but sometimes you remind me of him. No, thanks. I'm kidding. But
that's what I'm going for. I'm going for legion.
You know what? I would love, you know, someone to just see me happy and
well.
The standards are like the bar is
low.
The bar is in hell.
In hell. Someone who like has somewhat of my interest in mind. Well, my interest.
Adam's love language is doing acts of service for me. So like I love that because he'll come over and I'll be like, oh my god, I need all of like the handles on all my drawers screwed back in, and that's my way of like that's my form of excitement. I'm like standing there like, yay!
What's your love language?
Like what, how I show love or how I want love to be given to me?
How you show love? I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, it's not it's not quality time.
I'm kidding. I guess that's my love language to myself, because I love my own quality time with myself.
That's honestly maybe
quality time. It's definitely not words of affirmation, because I said something really sweet to Kaylee yesterday. Like, I said under my breath, I was like, I'm still really happy that I'm your friend after all these years. And, like, she didn't hear me the first time. And so, like, I was really scared to repeat it again because she didn't hear me. But I was like, fuck, I know if I don't hear it, if I don't say it now and she doesn't hear me now, then I'm never going to repeat it again. So I was like, okay, I'll say it again. I was like, I said, I'm really happy to still be your friend after all these years. And she, like, almost start crying and like gave me a hug.
That's sweet. I said,
don't make it weird, but like if you die, I just wanted you to know that. She's not in a state of dying. We were in Target, but
I think mine is what are some of them
like a physical touch.
I'm a toucher.
Do you want that out there? Oh, me?
I'm a toucher.
One thing about me, I'm gonna touch
you. I'm gonna touch. Sorry, I'm a toucher. I have to feel.
One thing about me is that if you're around me, I'm gonna touch you.
Yeah. One thing, like, I'm a touch risk. That's what they call me. No, I'm a toucher and a timer.
Timer?
Well, quality timer.
Oh, okay.
I love quality time.
Yeah, there's like acts of service.
I think all men are physical touch.
All men are physical touch. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No, because men are statistically like not touched enough.
What, like hugged by their moms?
Yeah, but I'm on a mission to touch as many men as I can.
I hope that you get there one day.
Thanks, babe.
I hope that you get there.
Get there? Because to that very open-ended goal of touch a lot of people. I hope I get to that.
Because guess what? You've already done it with my boyfriend and his boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You're touching all the men that we know.
I'm a toucher. That's what they say.
I'm happy that you don't really like... You know what? The touching was like something that I... Oh my god. Sorry. She's leaking.
I was so confused.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry. There was this one girl in elementary school, when I would like mention someone in my videos, like, or allude to someone else, they would immediately text me. They don't text me about anything else. They just text me only and be like, what was that about? Who was that about?
Don't touch my knee.
Sorry, I'm a toucher. who are you talking about in your new video?
I'm that bitch too, though, to you.
Where you text me and what's that about? But that's different because
it's different because it will be like a depressing TikTok that you posted. And I'm like, are you okay? And what was that about? Do you remember the other night when I texted you that? I was like, I'm worried about you.
Yeah. And then I revealed to... Jake was like, what's wrong? Like, why are you sad?
You have to tell.
Because I posted a sad TikTok and I was like, I have a full body rash right now.
And then I was like, let me see. And then you sent me a picture of your face. I was like, no. The whole thing.
Show me your boobs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be right over. I'm a toucher. So I need to...
Send boob pic.
Yeah, I've sent that to... Yeah.
Send clitoral hood pic. Now
I was like, even on the hood? And you were like, I was like, even under the hood? And yeah, you're like, under the hood.
Let me check under the hood real quick. Let me give a quick diagnosis.
Just pop the latch for me.
Long story short, I got a CT scan because I'm on this like stupid fucking health kick because I have insurance, so I can do all these things now, which is so pathetic of me. Who do I think I am to
once you get insurance, stop going to the doctor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. My health is not my business. Guys, everyone who's listening to this, repeat after me. Your health is not your business.
My health is not my business.
What's going on inside of you is not your business.
It's not my business.
Your blood test results are not your business. Not my business.
That's for someone else. That's for a higher power.
If your organs are failing, that's not your business. If you have a full body rash, probably not your business. Mm-mm. What goes on underneath the clitoral hood is not your business. And I'm tired of pretending like it is. All these people, all these doctors, all these like health fitness guru people online who are like, get your blood test results, go for checkups, go get your dental exams, go get an eye exam. They're all lying to you because they all want you to go to the doctor.
It's big pharma.
Yeah, they want you to find out things that you don't need to be finding out. Because guess what? Everyone would be in a much better state of mind if they just didn't know what was wrong with them. Because you know what? I regret now going to get a CT scan because they injected me with contrast dye, which basically makes your insides glow like a little glow stick, and it makes you feel like you pissed your pants. That's exactly what I felt like. Like the guy,
and you did.
The guy told me, yeah, exactly.
He said, you're going to piss your pants. And you were like,
I said, okay.
Feel right. Like? And he was like, no, you're pissing right now.
And then the table's wet. And then he told me it's going to feel like you're urinating your pants. And then my guishi was wet and warm, really warm in my throat. Anyway, and then 24 hours later, I have an allergic reaction to the dye, and apparently it's like very common, and I go to the doctor, whatever. Anyway, long story short, all my doctors this week were just like worried because they're like, you could go into anaphylaxis at any time because like that does sometimes happen to people, especially if you have a delayed reaction. So, you know, keep taking Benadryl, keep monitoring your tongue and your breathing. What? You thought I was gonna die?
Yeah, I was very scared.
Yeah, Jake was very scared because Jake
was like, please let me know if you go to the hospital.
Yeah, you seemed very concerned that night, and I was like, see, it's not your business. If I post a sad TikTok, then mind your fucking business, because that wasn't your business.
Okay,
and
now I will never consume your content again.
That's what I'm saying. Now that you are concerned about me, you could have stopped there, and then you wouldn't have been stressed. But because you chose to pry and to like be a good friend, you found out information that you didn't want to know. And all I'm saying is that Tame Impala was right. The less I know, the better. And let's keep it that way.
About my health. That's the secret behind the scenes of that song is,
yes,
it's the less I know, the better. The less I know, parentheses, about my health,
the better. When my CT scan results come in this week, I'm not looking at that. When the doctor calls to tell me that something's deeply wrong with me, I'm not picking up. Because I'm looking out for myself.
When I got STD tested, I didn't answer the phone when they called.
That's because you have anxiety.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't actually want to know if I have an STD.
Right. When I was obsessively taking pregnancy tests all the time because I was really scared that I was pregnant, throw them in the trash as soon as you pee on it. It's not your business.
That's so true.
Did you take a pregnancy test recently? Yes. They didn't ask, like, what was the results?
That's so true.
They don't ask.
That's so
fair. They never ask.
For the results.
Have you gotten STD tested recently? Yes. What was the results? Exactly. Not my fucking business. That's the thing.
I didn't look.
That's the thing. I think that we should be more comfortable with the uncertainty.
If you want to know if I'm pregnant so bad, why don't you?
I don't ask need me to know pick that.
On
this
piss on. No, I'm saying to the doctor. Why don't you ask me to piss on a stick and you can go look at the results?
You can look at it.
I don't look at that shit. I don't need that's to your see job.
It. When you step on a scale, don't look at the weight. The same concept.
Yeah.
You know, there like people are like, you can turn around when you're on the scale at the doctor. You can just turn around and not look at the weight because sometimes that does trigger people. Same concept with your height. Same
height.
Concept
you
with
don't
your
need
blood
to know
test.
Your height.
No. Same thing with your blood pressure. Your
social
oxygen
security
level.
Number and
oh, I don't know that shit.
No, you don't need to know it.
My birthday? That's exited
that's
my mind.
That's dumb. That's
I
like
don't
stupid.
Need
you
to know what
that.
Year I was born in. What difference does it make if
you
I'm
don't even
15
need to know your
or
address.
I'm 24? What difference?
Apple when I say, hey Siri, take me home,
it knows where
it
I'm going.
It knows where I live. I don't
right.
need to know.
I don't need to know
I don't need
my
know
address.
Anybody's phone number,
because what
anything.
If I accidentally dox myself and like I give someone else my
literally.
Address? I don't need to know my address.
Literally.
I don't need people to come over.
Someone on like a YouTube game show recently and walked out. It was like they walked out and their entrance line was like literally an address, and then he was like, that's where I live for real, pull up.
Why? I don't know. Who?
Brendan something something. He like does like
Calvillo.
No, he does Dungeons and Dragons with like celebrities.
Boring.
You do Dungeons and Dragons. You're a loser. No, I'm kidding.
My next video is Dungeons and Dragons.
More?
No.
Oh.
God, no. What do I look like? A loser? Yeah, because I'm not a fucking gamer nerd. Fuck Minecraft.
Who said that?
Yes.
Tana Mojo. No, Trisha Paytas.
Trisha Paytas. Yes.
Yeah.
She said
imagine
that.
Imagine if Ninky got a lotte buffet.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would look good.
You should dye your hair blue like Ninja.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Okay, let's carry on with
Risa Tisa.
Like, God. This got really, like, fucking sidetracked. Okay. And it's like, really, don't ever ask me about my health again. Don't ask me who this video is about. Don't ask me who I'm talking about. Don't ask me. Why did I even say that? Why did I even say that about the person who always asks me who I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Why did I say that?
I don't
what
know.
What are we talking about?
You're talking about.
What was I talking about? Hell? What were we talking about that I.
Risa Tisa.
Now I know we're talking about Risa.
Risa's Tisa's.
Some man that was evil to me. And then I said, I don't know, you can cut this out.
Oh, because you were with a man that was a pathological liar. Or no. Because I was saying that Risa Tisa's ex-husband, would, like, promise her things and then take her to, like, go look at things just to see her excited about, like, getting the possibility of getting them, even though she never would. And you said you knew somebody like that.
Okay. And then I said that my current boyfriend, he does acts of service. Oh, I know where I was getting with this. Oh my God. I know where I was getting with this. My pants are literally wet. It is because there was someone when I was growing up that always played with my hair in school. And, like, we would sit on the magic carpet in school, in elementary school, and, like, they start playing with my hair and touching me and caressing me. And I was like, please stop fucking touching and caressing me. They were a toucher. And I was like, please don't do that. And then they were like, why? And then when other people would touch me, like a cute boy, they'd be like, I thought you don't like to get touched. I'm like, by you! By you! I don't want to get touched by you!
That's what this was about?
Yes.
Wow.
Because you were saying that you're talking about physical touch.
I'm a toucher.
Yeah. And I was saying I'm happy that you don't touch me because I don't necessarily want, like, you. Like,
we don't touch.
Like, I don't mind that. Like, that doesn't bother me. Like, if you were to touch, like, I feel fine doing that. But I'm happy that you're not one of those people who, like, randomly will just, like, start, like, playing with my hair. Because
with you, I'm different.
Why?
I don't know. We didn't establish, like, a relationship together where, like, we, like, hug or anything like that.
That seems to be, like, a common theme that, like, all my friends have a problem like that with me. Like, that there's no, like, physical touch.
Well, I get nervous that, like, all of your, like, stuff going on is going to, like,
rash?
Rub off
my
on me.
My fucking rash.
Your rash.
My CT scan
your
OT, rash.
Your OTC.
What is my
OCD.
My OCD?
OCD. Yeah, I don't know why I said OTC.
Some girl this morning at the baptism, like, they had to do testimonies. Your church is so fucking fancy. They have harnesses and lights.
Wasn't it wild when my little brother came out on, like, that conveyor belt in the harness and, like, to dry off, and they, like, swung him around the church.
Kind of like they do in Toy Story.
Yeah.
And they just, like, dropped him off in that little box. Mm-hmm. And it's just so fancy, but people have their, like, testimonies on, like, these huge, ginormous screens in there, and it's, like, very beautifully backlit. I need to ask, like, what kind of backdrop
they're using. I was like, damn, and the editing was really full out. It would slowly get closer to the person,
yeah.
And then they would cut, and it would be all the way far away, and then I'd be like, whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, one of the girls, like, in her testimony said that she found Jesus because she has OCD.
I was getting nervous. I was like, I don't know what Nicole thinks, like, why I brought her here. I was like,
surprise, Nicole! You're getting baptized!
No, you literally, apparently, nowadays, you have to, like, take classes to get baptized. Back in my day,
I got
you were a baby.
I got spun around in the KitchenAid mixer in the Catholic Church
with the dough hook
when I was a baby. Yeah,
yeah, I remember.
They just really wanted me, like, all my orifices to get wet. Tell me about Risa Tisa.
Risa Tisa. I honestly, like, it's hard to even summarize.
So how did she figure out that he was lying about everything?
Like, he had signed the marriage license between the two of them, and she worked in like law enforcement, like, not like as a police officer, but, like, she was working, like, I guess
she should have looked him up.
She looked up that first one, nothing came up.
His name?
And then she applied for a new job.
Okay.
Oh, his name? I don't know. I think Well, his, I don't want to say what his name actually is. If you're really interested in finding that out, people have found out who he is, and he is very publicly on TikTok making weird videos.
I want to see what he looks like. That's just me being honest.
He's one of those guys who's like, fellas, so here's some, like, if you want to impress a female, like, he's one of those people. Like, dating advice, and it's very cringy considering. Oh, he also came out with a video where he was like, I don't know what her actual name is. I don't know if her name is Risa, like, actually. Yeah. That's just her. But basically, Risa Tisa, stop. He said, stop lying to them. You know that I walked in on you and Bradley, and you cheated on me. And, like, that was it. And also, nowhere in her entire set of videos does she ever mention someone named Bradley. And everyone's like,
because no one's name is Bradley anymore.
You know what? You and him have actually a lot in common, because he loves to print shit out.
You cannot keep comparing me to pathological liars. My time is done and over with. I left that shit in the past. I left that in the seventh grade.
But you love to print things.
Yeah, of course I love to print things.
But he would go so far as to, like, print out, like,
proof.
Like, forms and things like that, yeah, for, like, signing. He literally would print out contracts for, like, closing on a house with, yeah, her. And sign them in front of her. He would do, like, e-documents, too, yeah, where he would sign them and shit. He would promise to be giving, like, an all-cash offer on a house.
See, that's not, like, that's not the trait of a pathological liar. That's, like, just the trait of, like, having an immigrant mother. My mom prints everything out. That's why I print everything out. When I went to court, because I tried to get a restraining order against someone, I printed everything out. And I had it in a nice little folder, well, and I still had the folder.
When he's, like, completely fabricating the thing.
Right.
And making it just so that his wife thinks that he's being legit.
He's playing pretend. He's, yeah, playing dress-up.
Oh, my gosh.
He's cosplaying.
Wait. Justice for Legion.
No, Justice for Legion. No Justice for Legion. So he, like, would lie about... He's a felon, right?
Yeah, he's a felon.
What'd he do?
Oh, he's also from Philly.
Yeah.
We won!
Is he actually from Philly? Or did he lie about that?
Well, he lied about a lot of things.
Because that's, like, what people say, that they're from Philly, and then they're actually from, like, Marlton, New Jersey.
He lived, like, I just think...
Or, like, Delco.
Well, you have to remember, in every lie, there's, like, a semblance of truth.
That sounds like something that a liar would say.
And every lie, there's a semblance of truth.
Like, that sounds like something that you've said before.
He said he went to San Diego State,
okay,
or something for... He also said that he made a shit ton of money in arena football, which is a thing.
Uh-huh.
But they only get paid, like, $18 an hour to do arena football, which isn't, like, it's not, like, the NFL. It's, like, something else.
I did hear about that part about, yes. Because I know people who did professional football, like, in, like, for the Eagles, they don't come out with that much money. Like, even retired football players who were, like, once in, like, the NFL, they don't even make that much money, yeah, off of it.
Yes.
Unless you're, like, a big name.
Yeah.
You're not making that much money off of sports sometimes.
And he was not a big name.
And just live, like, a regular life afterwards.
Oh, he said that he was she kept saying a condiment company was, like, where he worked. And he, yeah, did. But he was saying that he was a VP.
Oh.
But he was really a forklift driver. Which, oh, honestly is a more honorable, like,
role than path, in my VP opinion.
Yeah, like, honestly, like they're skilled labor.
What condiment company do you forklift. Think it is?
What?
What condiment company do you think it is? Hellman's?
It's in Georgia. So...
Okay.
I don't think it's Heinz, because I think Heinz is, like, out in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that sounds like a Pennsylvania
thing. Yeah, it could be Hellman's, maybe? Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't know. Basically, he lied to her about a ton of shit. I would recommend...
So she got a divorce, though, right?
It. She got a divorce. And then, like, he went to... Oh, he, like, hurt his knee or something, and so he lost, like, a shit ton of weight. She kicked him out of his house, or out of her house, where, uh-huh, they were living. He went to Atlanta. Or no, he drove up to Philly to his aunt, and then... was, like, called her and was like, I'm coming back, and all this stuff. And she was calling the police because she didn't feel safe. And the police were like, well, I mean, he's still legally your husband.
Damn.
So, like, he's allowed back. But the gag was, there was a warrant out for his arrest. So, when he showed up, they were able to arrest him, and he couldn't actually come back. And then the next day, their divorce, like, papers ended up being, like, cleared by the government.
Wow.
Yeah. So sad for her. She's so cool for
so happy
telling that story.
I'm so happy that she has probably made a significant amount of money off
of
that.
I completely agree. I'm so happy
I know
for
that's
her.
Probably not enough recompensation, but I hope that it's a really nice fat check. And she'll probably be like featured in like the next Super Bowl or something. Like, you know what I mean?
You think?
Yeah. Like the guy from Jury Duty got put in the Elf commercial for the Super Bowl. Like, oh. I'm just saying, like, they love public figures like that. Like,
she's a public figure now. She is.
She is.
Like, legit. Like, I've never seen something have so many views on it. And all the way through, it has, like, consistent. It's not consistent. It definitely gets lower as you go.
Yeah.
But, like, it ends with, like, 2.2 million.
I hope she gets a sponsorship.
So I hope she does, too.
She should work with, like, someone like Curology. Good company to work with.
Yeah, she's a cute girl, or she's like a cute woman too. Like, I don't know, it was just I really respect the way that she told it and how honest she was,
because
it's like embarrassing, and she admits that because she ignored a lot, but like it's not
embarrassing,
good.
It's that
manipulated. She was manipulated. Like you feel sympathy for her.
Speaking of Jury Duty,
you have jury
I have
soon.
Jury Duty this week, and so I think I should lie. No one can tell what you're doing through the thing. My shower's dripping.
I'm catching
this. I like it because it makes me feel alive. Like, you know that's like a You know that's like a form of torture. Sometimes like having a drop of water fall in your head.
You love it.
Yeah, it's calming for my beige shing to be like completely soaked in the bathtub.
You're like, I could go through. I think it's called Chinese drip torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to read you this week.
A Taiwanese.
And I don't know what to lie about. Like, what do I lie and say I can't do it? Oh, no. No, no, no.
Say, oh, you know what? Say you're racist.
I'm not doing that.
Oh. Okay.
But they probably would let
did
me go.
In
yeah, injury duty. Mecky Leaper. I know.
He wasn't actually supposed to say that either.
No.
Like, they were like, don't fucking say that. And then he was like, I'm racist.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. My grandma got out of it because she doesn't understand English. And, like, lucky girl. Like,
you could do that.
Isn't that weird to
you
think
you barely like, understand English, so
your
like,
grandma was once a girl. Like, your grandma,
that's so beautiful,
is kind of like just,
you know,
a
what?
Girl.
That's like basically what the Barbie movie was about. Your grandma was once a girl.
All grandmas start out as girl.
I should give you your Polish word of the day.
Go ahead.
Zazdrosna.
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 And now you can say, ja jestem.
Ja jestem.
Ja jestem zazdrosna.
I'm not going to say that. What does it even mean?
I am. Ja jestem means I am.
I know.
Ja jestem zazdrosna.
What does that mean?
Just say it.
No, I don't want to say it because this is a fucking trap.
It's not a trap.
It's a trap. It's going to be like, I am.
I would never make you say a slur. I don't even know how to say a slur in Polish.
Okay. Ja jestem.
Zazdrosna.
Zazdrosna.
Ciebie.
Ciebie?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You.
I love you.
Ja jestem zazdrosna ciebie.
Ja jestem zazdrosna
ciebie.
Ciebie.
That means you're jealous of me.
Oh! Oh my gosh, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've established already that I'm like a clout chasing, like,
freak.
No, I've
thank
you.
I have never felt
education.
I have never felt in the history of my entire life, like since I was a child, because when I was a child I definitely felt it. You know when you're a kid and you feel like everyone's jealous of you, you're like, I have the Sims 3, and they're fucking jealous of me because I got the Sims 3 and they want to be just like me, where like someone will like wear a same color shirt as you and you're like, they're fucking jealous of me. Or was that like an exclusive experience?
I think
experience
I have like a complex
because
I don't know that I have ever experienced that, like somebody being jealous of, like thinking someone was jealous of me.
After I grew up as like afterwards as a child, I don't think that, like, I do not think that anyone is jealous of me. Like, I will never go somewhere and be like, that bitch is jealous of me, or like, that person's jealous of me. Like, I do not think like that.
I don't think that's like, I don't think I have, I have
jealousy.
An ego for sure, but I don't think I've ever been like,
That person's jealous
yeah. of me.
I have jealousy of others, but not in like a serious way. Like,
I hope people are jealous of me. Is that like the same? Like, I'm like, oh, I hope someone's jealous
of
me.
You can like
out
always
there.
Be like, it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I have jealousy towards other people, but not towards like a toxic way. Like, when I say I have jealousy, it's not like, my boyfriend's hanging out with a girl, I'm jealous. It's more like, she's so pretty.
Mm.
But
I've had like,
but I don't think to myself like, oh, I'm ugly because she is pretty. Like, I'm just like, oh, she is so pretty. Like, I wish I looked like her for a split second so that I could look like her.
Something that I went through when I was in like the third grade. I remember being like, oh, do I like boys or do I just want to be like them? Mm. Like, am I jealous of their ability to be who they are? Like, masculine.
You had that as a child?
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt in the third grade. I remember very, very vividly about a very specific person.
Did you keep your room clean?
What?
Did you keep your room clean?
And I was good at drawing or something.
Is that what you're supposed to say? Yeah.
RIP to Joey Graceffa, MacBook Air 2017 giveaway.
He never gave one away?
No, he gave it away.
Oh, so why are you saying rest in peace?
The winner posted the video and said, putting to rest my 2017 MacBook Air from Joey Graceffa.
It died?
No, she's just getting a new laptop.
After 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
If I got something that Joey Graceffa gave me, then I just, like, would never get something new again.
Well, he reposted her TikTok and literally was, like, so emotional about it. Like, he was like, props to me, first of all, for remembering, or for actually sending that out. Because he was like, there's definitely ones that I didn't.
Damn.
I know.
Damn.
But he was really like, he was just like, I miss like this era of YouTube when like...
people would do giveaways?
Well, like number one.
God. Thank God. Like, I am not in the era anymore of doing giveaways.
You don't want to do a fucking giveaway?
Hell no. I do not want to fucking go to the UPS office ever again.
Oh, okay.
God. No. I swear to God.
Did you do a giveaway ever?
I gave away Kindles.
But you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I gave like 3 or 4 Kindles away. But that was super easy because I just had to go on Amazon and I just put the people's address in. Which I guess is probably what people are doing with MacBooks. But like the age of giveaways was so prevalent like back then. Like people would be giving away makeup, skincare, like clothes. But you know that was like free shit that they got in the mail.
Yeah.
And that they were just like giving, which I did not understand as a child. Like when I was watching those people, I was like, they are so kind. They're so generous. Or like they got like a $5,000 brand deal and they're like, I'm going to put $1,000 towards a giveaway so that I can make followers or whatever, which I understand.
Interesting.
Like that's probably like that was a good tactic back then. I don't think that drives people as much today anymore, like giveaways.
Yeah,
like I
just don't think they happen anymore.
No, I did a Kindle giveaway because I was like super like loving my Kindle and I was doing a book reading video and I was like, I would just like love to do
give
this.
A Kindle to someone.
Yeah,
someone like, is gonna post a video in 7 years like
putting my Kindle to rest.
My Nicki Nasty Kindle to rest.
You know what?
You're gonna be crying.
I did check. One of the people who I gave the Kindles to doesn't follow me anymore. And I was like, what the fuck did I do wrong? What did I do wrong?
You
what did I do
a
wrong?
Kindle and they don't follow you
I
anymore?
Gave you a Kindle. Bullshit. What did I do? What did I do? What could I have done better? But
that's annoying.
Point is, thank God we're not like in that age or in that era of like giving things away anymore. This is like a PSA to anyone who is in my life who is like, Nicole, would you help me sell stuff on Depop? I'm talking to my mother. This is for my mother.
Yeah, I would never ask you to help sell
and
or to
Jake,
sell something.
And my boyfriend. No, it wasn't that big of a deal. But
if you have my Boy Genius shirt, congrats. Whoever has the Boy Genius shirt.
I had 70 items put up on Depop. I shipped around like 60-ish of them and stuff. It was fine. Like it's a great time. Just like shipping in Philadelphia is like hell within itself because they hate you there, first of all. Like at the USP, first of all, anyone at USPS hates you. They don't, like, I know, I'm dripping.
That's okay. I got you. I wish people were doing more giveaways. Emergency Intercom should do a giveaway.
Of what?
Apple Vision Pro.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I said we need to bring back saying, well, that's curtains for something.
What?
Whoever.
What?
That's curtains for Zusha. Do you remember that?
What are you talking about?
Anyway. So back in, like, 20
You're like purposely what? Stalling as like my
No, I'm not stalling, but like I wanted to be the last person to do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. So thank you, Sherry, for nominating me. I nominate no one. I wanted to be the last person to do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I never did it. So this was my ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
knew something was up because I'm in here and I hear Jake jingling with the ice cubes. This is not an ice cube household because I don't have an ice machine.
You're really gonna make me sit here now all soaking wet?
Yeah, my feet are wet. So yeah, I will. And I was like, I know something's up, but I was like, what is he gonna do?
I'm gonna do the ALS ice bucket challenge.
No, you nominated me for that too.
I didn't nominate you for
it. Yeah, because now I'm wet too.
Did you do it though? Have you done it before?
I think, yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did,
well then you can't do it again.
You can do it more than once. Kind of like you can get baptized more than once. You can get do the ALS.
I just got baptized. I did the ALS ice baptism challenge.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
We, oh.
Yeah, I never did it. Because I didn't believe in ALS.
You're like it's a hoax.
It's a hoax. I was like, it's like COVID.
You are just so full of surprises.
You're welcome.
You just always have.
Even do a bar of the week.
You don't have a bar of the week.
No, I do.
No. Oh, then do it.
Okay, you want me to?
Yeah, because whatever was inside of me that like I literally said to Jake, I said, can we wrap up the podcast? You know, I really have to go to the bathroom. That like shook me to my core so much that like my. Everything like in me like sucked up inside of me
with this.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'll bring a stunt. That's me death dropping in the tub. I'm actually in a split formation right now. Like my back, my right leg is that way and my left leg is this way. I'm like,
okay,
in a split. Okay, this is just like okay, so I'm gonna come out with a song soon, not to be too surprising.
No, we need
I'm working
to
on
have,
my next song.
We need to spread out. When
we
my
need to spread out. This was your week.
No, it's not. I don't have anything to be angry about you with.
No. This you isn't a diss track. My next thing isn't a diss track.
Yeah, but you can't have a diss track and then do the ALS ice bucket challenge and then do another, like, you can't
you
do
could
that.
Have done the ALS ice bucket challenge.
Next week is my week because I have a grand
no, please,
idea.
No, I need to do this fast.
No, this fine. But next week, just know that the look that's happening for next week, I bring the looks, okay?
Okay, word.
I bring in the babushkas from last week. Today.
not like the what is it when you go through like a custody battle? Like, where you're like, this is what I do for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is. You're like, I do the looks. I do the stunts.
Next week, I'm bringing in a really fun look. I'm really excited for.
I mean, you cannot be more vague about that. Hey, this is from my song, probably coming out next or 2 weeks from now, because I wrote it.
So you're teasing.
I'm teasing, okay.
He's a toucher, and he's a teaser.
I'm a toucher, and I'm a teaser. Fuck me, inevitable. Bussy, incredible. Ego, impenetrable. In my comments, you little troll, screenshot it, send it to Nicole.
That's just slut pop internet. Slut pop.
Slut pop internet.
Slut pop web version.
Maybe you're onto something.
That was good.
Maybe you're onto something.
Screenshot it. Send it to Nicole.
Send to Nicole.
Send to Nicole.
Because we do that. We screenshot a lot of shit.
We do. That's crazy. That was good, Jake.
Thanks.
You shock me every time.
You're going to be shocked next time.
I'm scared.
I'm working with the producer.
Are you?
No, maybe.
Yeah, no, you just got a program off of...
No, I didn't get a program. Well, I did get a program, and then I realized, I can't fucking do this.
Oh, I can do it.
I was trying to make a beat. Like I'm trying to curate something very specific, and I'm like, wow, this sounds bad. Like, for 3 days straight, where I was like, fuck, I'm going to
have
to ask somebody.
I'm just, like, really talented. When you guys see me with my turntables, nobody should be surprised. That was really good, Jake.
Thanks.
Slut Pop Miami was amazing. I was saying yesterday, Kim Petras needs to do, like, she has a regular Slut Pop, then she has Slut Pop Miami. She should start doing, like, different areas, like Slut Pop Soviet Union, Slut Pop...
Space, we said.
Space, Slut Pop Space.
Yes.
Slut Pop the Web. Like, that was really good. Slut Pop Internet version. No, I think you have something really special.
Well, we'll talk more about Slut Pop Miami next time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite line off of Slut Pop Miami?
Are you ready? I'm ready. Ready for a rim job?
Everybody's doing it.
What's yours?
My favorite line, I'm the head honcho. I like a taste, no punch out. No, I don't know if that's my favorite. No, my favorite is butt slut.
Doggy doggy.
Rough, rough. I do love
that. I love that line. You like Cubana too, don't you?
I do love Cubana. I like them all.
I like them all too.
I like them all.
Probably they're really, it's such a good album.
Whalecock is not my favorite, but that's like not like
that's like my one skip on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I won't skip, I'll listen to it. And, yeah. But like it's not whatever.
Okay. Someone in the Reddit is doing like a vote for your least favorite. Of Petra all song? The slut pop songs, yeah. And we'll get rid of it, and then we'll do the next week. And I'm like, what a terrible way to decide which one's the best. Yeah. Why don't you just make a vote for the best?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you put in the video of Trisha Paytas and Ethan, like, fighting, and, like that video on TikTok of them, like the video that made me emotional today in the car before church, and, like, had tears in my eyes?
Yeah, up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put in that fan edit of
Thank
Trisha
you so much.
Ethan's best of times, worst of times.
I was literally tearing up before church, and then I prayed for them
and
today.
We were parked right next to my parents, and they were like, what are they doing in there?
I'm praying for them to come back together. I'm praying for their peace. Oh my God, my grandma did, like, she...
Sorry, go ahead.
She dedicated a mass today for something. I forget for who. I think she dedicated it to her, like, late father.
Oh.
I'm gonna do that.
You're gonna dedicate a mass to
I'm gonna get a dedicated mass for Ethan Klein and Trisha Paytas.
That's actually beautiful. Yeah, I think they would appreciate it.
Yeah.
As two Jewish people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she converted, like, officially?
I don't think she did.
Oh, okay.
What do you wish you'd never been a part of our experience?
Wish had never been a part of it?
No, what do you wish had never been a part of our experience?
Together?
Well, ooh. That's what our means.
Ooh, that's actually really interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. Part of our experience?
Like, as friends? That's actually a good question. Maybe...
I don't know, because we tend to make, like, tumultuous times, like, pretty fun, and, like, like, we tend to make, like, things that are, like, there's nothing bad that I have a serious answer.
Oh, no. Okay,
go ahead.
I have
a serious answer, but that is gonna kill the mood.
Oh. No, I mean, it's fine.
Well, what are you thinking? Like, what's something more lighthearted that we could say before?
Something that I wish that had never been a part of our experience.
Yeah.
Probably just, like, the entirety of, like, that first semester as RAs, where, like, literally the entire time it was just, like, drama, like, at every turn. Do you remember?
Yeah, but we had, like, fun.
Yeah, we did. But, like, I wish that part, like, all, like, the confusion and the, not us fighting, but, like, you know, it was, I feel like that was a tough time general. That's what I wish.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed being RAs together.
I was going to say something similarly. I was going to say, yeah, we really should not have experienced it.
Wow.
Well, that's very unfortunate. Deep. I wish that didn't happen.
I wish that didn't happen, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Obviously.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that was a rough semester.
Yeah.
That was deep. Yeah. That was deep. But yeah, I mean, that is something that
so
we experienced
the same answer,
together.
Yeah.
Which one of my insecurities drives you crazy?
You like getting insecure about, like, comments online because I don't see what you see.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're like, people are mean. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're like. People think that I'm whatever you say.
Well, I'm not.
People think that I'm a clout chaser. I'm like, I have never once seen a comment of anyone.
Well,
thinking
I don't actually take the clout chasing ones to heart. But, like, when people, like, are actively, like, say that I shouldn't be, like, a part of something, that, like, is hurtful.
Are you talking about the guy who said I need a new gay?
Him, but also there have been other comments that have been like, well, like, I don't think it hasn't been a lot. It's probably maybe been like three, which, like, I don't take, obviously, like, I don't harbor it at all, but like people don't think that, like, people think that I, like, shouldn't be a part of
this. People don't think that I should be a part of, like, this world. You have to recognize that. and like the D word, like, that's like, well, that would be nice for them, and, like, that's okay.
We are
that's their opinion.
Oh my God,
that's
no,
their
fuck
opinion.
You.
Like, I.
Yeah, your opinion is that I should be dead. Nobody said that to me, so that's very nice.
That's good.
Yeah,
but I just mean, like you can't take that value too much, because guess what? Like, I'm still living.
No, I value the nice comments. much more.
You and I have been sitting here. We have transitioned from you pouring ice water on both of us and us sitting here with ice cold water
it's soaking the ALS on both of us. Ice bucket challenge.
To being like, yeah, I really wish that we never experienced. I really wish that we never experienced you getting like hate comments. What's something that I'm insecure about? Nothing.
You're like, I don't know. Oh my God. Yeah. What are you insecure about? Probably like when you tell me that it's like a mess here and, or that like you're cleaning because it's like so dirty here. And like that annoys me because I'm like, it's 100% like when way cleaner have, than here.
When you move into your own apartment, you will completely understand.
No, I get it for the most part, but like you've really, I've never seen like this place in like disarray. The most it's like bad it is like if you get a lot of packages at once.
That's because one time I had one time when I was an RA, I was supposed to grab the cell phone and it was my night to have the cell phone. And so the RA came to my door and she was like delivering me the cell phone because I couldn't come down the stairs because I was scared I had meningitis. And
oh my God, of course you were scared you had meningitis. Because
the back of my neck hurt and I had a crazy fever and like I was out of this world. Like it was this was before I was diagnosed with OCD. Now I can clearly see I was panicking and she was studying to be a nurse
and you can like die.
Yeah, yeah. So I was fully like, I'm meningitis.
You're like, I'm done.
And so like I had a really small room. It's like where I first started filming my YouTube videos. My whole room was just like completely covered, like not joking, like not like it's messy in here. It was genuinely really bad. Tissues all over the floor, like messy food, like half eaten food, like on the stove. Like it was really, 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 really messy. Like there was nowhere for her to sit. And she came in and I was standing there and I was like, I like can't see, like everything is like turning white and like my fever.
Oh my God.
And like I was like, I'm gonna pass out. And then she was like doing she was an EMT and she was in nursing school. And so she's like, let's go inside your room. And like she like sat with me for a second. She goes, I'm not gonna give you the phone, like I'm gonna figure this out, like I will take your shift for you. What is going on? Like, do you need help? And she's like trying to be there for me and I was like, I have meningitis and my apartment's a mess.
After I would not bring her into my apartment if you had meningitis.
I don't think it's contagious.
Yes, it is.
Well, she was.
That's why you have to get it before you have to get the vaccine before college and then make sure before you live on campus.
I love our first responders. They're so brave. No, I had the vaccine. I got it.
Then why would you have meningitis?
Because I did fucking know. I think she said to me, she goes, you didn't have the shot. And I go, no, I had all my shots. But like in that moment, I was like,
this is a special kind of meningitis.
When you Google like crazy high fever, don't know where I am.
Yeah, but you should say, I have a meningitis vaccine.
That doesn't stop you.
Yes, it does. Are you saying that vaccines don't work?
Yeah, here I am.
No!
Here I am,
guys. Don't get the meningitis or don't get your fucking tetanus shot. Like, it doesn't work.
It's flu shots. It's not your business.
Yeah.
Don't get shots. Not your... No, I'm going to stop there. I don't actually believe in that. I just got my COVID crazy. And flu shot like 2 weeks ago, but...
And then you immediately got sick.
Well, that was something's going around.
That's true. Something. Oh my God, something is going around.
But I'm getting my hearing back now. It was gone for a while.
What?
I had no hearing. It was just like inside my head. My like ears were completely like clogged, and like the pressure inside was crazy.
Been, like existing.
I have not been
like for the last like 2 weeks. I'm so confused. You're like, I had a full body rash. I did not have my hearing. I lost taste.
I didn't have COVID. I took tests. I had an upper respiratory infection or maybe a sinus infection because all the teeth in my mouth hurt so bad that I couldn't sleep.
Fuck?
Like my whole face was like pulsating and it hurt so bad.
Did you use your red mask?
No, that doesn't do anything. Each individual, well, like, and that doesn't do anything. Like, not that the red light therapy doesn't do anything. I'm sure it does. It does improve your collagen.
Lost all chances at getting like a red light therapy like sponsorship.
Every single tooth in my mouth was like crazy in pain. My sinuses hurt. I like couldn't breathe. I was like wheezing. I need my inhaler. Like upper respiratory infection. Like yellow ooze coming out of me and you? Everything.
Like, how are you alive?
And then I also got my COVID and flu shot. So I was like down bad for like a day after that. Then got the CT scan. I had like the full body rash. And then I got a migraine and I was throwing up from that. And then I took my pills on an empty stomach at night. And because I really just didn't want to eat because I had like no appetite. also threw up from that.
Like, this is the segment of the show where you violate HIPAA, like your own personal HIPAA. Your own personal HIPAA.
And yeah, and you know what? And I still conquer, and I still make videos. Why? Why do I still do my job? Why do I still continue? Because my health is not my business. No, I don't need to worry about it.
You made an entire video in like one night on a full body rash from contrast.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I had full thick ass makeup on my face, and I immediately took that shit off because it burned. I'm fine now. It's a little textured, but like it really burned the other day.
Did you try retinol? Oh my god, she's lashing me.
It's not that bad.
I'm not looking.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
It's not my boob, it's my stomach. It's not that bad anymore.
I don't even see anything.
Yeah, you don't see the little red dots?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, it's much better.
Okay, well.
I'm getting better. I showed him my elbows. Papa. Papa.
Bye. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Ciao.
I don't know.
See you later.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Later. Papa.